Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. A breath of technological salvation? In the shadow of environmental decay, we find humanity grasping at straws for fresh air. The latest attempt to remedy our suffocating world? Air farms, high-tech bastions where the affluent can breathe easy, while the rest succumb to the smog-cloaked existence of our fallen cities. These sanctuaries pump out purified oxygen, a commodity once as free as the birds that no longer fly through our gray skies. Now, with a price tag heavier than the carbon emissions blanketing the atmosphere, the rich inhale the future, while the poor gasp for the past. The unequal skyline. In our previous exploration, air farms, humanity's last breaths in a choked world, we dissected the breath gap, an invisible chasm darker than the deepest oil spill. Today, I delve deeper into the irony these air farms sow, a quasi-utopia within dystopia, where clean air is the currency of survival. With advancements in air purification technology, one might dream of a restored world, but these dreams are only for those who can foot the bill. A disturbingly palpable vision of class segregation determined by the very breaths we take or don't. Desperate times, mechanical measures. The air farm smacks of desperation, an industrial-scale life support for a planet on its knees. What started as a hopeful venture into sustainable air production has morphed into noxious evidence of failure. Our natural world's decline is mirrored in the rising stocks of companies that build these mechanical lungs. Picture a colossal greenhouse, not for plants that once gave us oxygen for free, but for machines that do so at a cost. Sunlight, soil, and water, the age-old trio of life, replaced by filters, fans, and steel. Inside, the air is crisp, untainted by the acrid taste of decay that lurks outside the biodome. A glimmer of hope or a fool's paradise. Supporters of air farms hail them as a beacon of innovation and adaptability. They argue that, in the face of inevitable doom, we have engineered a way to snatch life from the clutches of our own destruction. It's an optimistic viewpoint, if not for the discomforting reality that most will never step foot inside these sanctuaries. Critics, on the other hand, see air farms as the ultimate display of opulence amidst a crisis, a monument to disparity. A world where breathing is not a right but a privilege, underscored by the somber knowledge that while we can create these havens, we seem unable to mend the world outside their walls. The verdict on our future. So, are air farms a dystopian utopia? They are a paradox, offering salvation to a few and emotional turmoil to the many. The psychological impact of living in a world where air is bartered and life expectancy is determined by wealth cannot be overstated. Until we can find a way to reconcile our technological triumphs with egalitarian ethics, air farms will remain a symbol of a humanity divided, a stark warning against environmental apathy, and a grim footnote in the annals of a planet gasping for change. To those wandering the wastelands beyond the air farm's borders, these structures are a constant reminder of the world that could have been, if only we had listened to nature's cries before it was too late. To those inside, it may feel like utopia, but one with a view of a bitter reality, a horizon choked with the consequences of our neglect. Will we normalize the segregation of breath, or will these edifices spur us into collective action to reclaim the air that was once everyone's to share?